The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the August 2018 issue of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached at www.kiwanisfoundation.org. Well, we're going to go to the cover since this is the beginning of the issue. And what an interesting cover we have. Oh, my first. An article, the writing right across the first beginning of the front of the page, Fabulous Firsts. So we have my first, Chloe Kim, 1080. My first, High Five. My first autograph, Carlos Carrera. My first game winner, Connor McDavid. The first triple crown. And my first dunk, Candace Parker. So let's see what we have waiting for us here in the lineup. Fabulous First. Page 31. Athletes remember feats that have since become out routine for them, and we hop in the Wayback Machine to highlight some impressive inaugural achievements. Page 18, Primetime. While starring on the offensive line for the Chiefs, Laurent Duvernay-Tardif has become the first athlete in NFL history to earn a medical degree during his playing career. Page 22, Doc Emrick. The NHL play-by-play announcer has a colorful vocabulary. We made an equally colorful dictionary. Page 24, Gronk, meet Gronk. Gronk Gronkowski, the football player, sized up Gronkowski, the horse, who finished second in the Belmont Stakes. Page 38, Fantasy Football. We've dashed off everything you need to know before assembling your fantasy draft board. Plus, Buzz Beamer and his friends did a mock draft. Page 42, Fan favorites, not all athletes are equally beloved. We tried to figure out why some players are so easy to root for. Page 46, Fierce Phenoms. The latest book from SI Kids profiles women who shape the narratives of their sports. Page 48, from the pages of Sports Illustrated. On top of the world, the Warriors saw a new, edgier Kevin Durant this year. But the finals MVP was wearing a familiar smile after a second straight title. And here's a picture of Aaron Judge, going yard of the Yankees, who led the AL in homers in 2017, spoke about his first dinger back in Little League. On the cover, type designed by Andy Smith, Tom Lovelock, Silver Hub Kim, Theron W. Henderson, Getty Images, Korea, Curtis Comeau, Icon, Sports Writer, Getty, Images, McDavid, Adam Pantozzi, NBAE, and Getty Images, Parker. Favorites, page 2, freeze frame, page 7, sports cards, page 11, August birthdays, page 12, future stars, page 16, LOL, page 26, posters, page 52, what's the call? Page 53, games. Page 54, art gallery. Page 55, comic cards. And page 56, Buzz Beamer. Let's dive right in. Freeze frame, page 2. Slam, bam, fam. Picture here of baseball. Fam sliding into home plate. Well, June 10th, 2018, Cincinnati, Ohio. Who says baseball isn't a contact sport? Cardinals center fielder Tommy Pham scored from third base on a sacrifice fly despite a lunging tag attempt by Reds catcher Tucker Barnhart. The run by Pham gave St. Louis a 2-0 lead, but it didn't last long. Cincinnati won the game 6-3. Continuing with freeze frame, what do we have here? Birdman flying. May 25th, 2018, Vista, California. Even at 50, Tony Hawk can still grab massive air. The legendary skateboarder who has won 16 X Games medals, showed off some moves at his office facilities. Of course, his office has a half pipe. Hawk, who still does exhibitions, recently made a video showing off 50 tricks for his 50th birthday. Page 8. Top line of who's who in sports. Petros Chrysakos, a tennis player from Wake Forest. His height is 6'1". He was born April 8, 1996 in Larnaca, Cyprus. Less than 1 week after helping Wake Forest win its first NCAA tennis championship, Chrysakos beat teammate Borna Gorgio 6-3, 6-3 to claim the 2018 singles title. Chrysakos, the junior, ended the year on a 30-match win streak. In 2017, he was the first Demon Deacon to win the ITA All-American Championships, and he finished the season ranked fourth in the NCAA in singles. He was named ACC Freshman of the Year and was the highest-ranked first-year player, 18th. Question: which school won the 2018 Women's NCAA Tennis Championship? Did you guess Stanford? You're right. Next, we have Molly Dougherty, goalkeeper, James Madison. Her height is 5'7". She was born May 20th, 1998 in Alexandria, Virginia. Dougherty, a redshirt freshman, was named to the 2018 NCAA All-Tournament team after helping the Dukes hold off Boston College 16-15 to win the program's first national title. She made 7 saves in the championship game. She was the Colonial Athletic Association's Rookie of the Week 3 times and was first-team All-CAA. As a senior, captain at St. Stephen's and St. Agnes, she helped the team win the Virginia Independent Schools Athletic Association title. Question: in what state is James Madison University located? That's right. It's Virginia. And finally, for today, we have C.J. Mosley, linebacker, Baltimore Ravens. His height is 6'2". His weight is 250 pounds. He was born June 19, 1992 in Mobile, Alabama. In his fourth NFL season, Mosley made his third Pro Bowl after leading Baltimore in tackles, 96. He also nabbed 2 interceptions, returning one of them 63 yards for a touchdown in a win over the Dolphins. Mosley has picked off 8 passes as a pro, and he has forced 6 fumbles and recovered 5. He has been a starter since his rookie year. As a senior at Alabama, Mosley won the Butkus Award as the NCAA's top linebacker and led the Tide in tackles for the 2nd straight year. Question: how many NCAA football titles has Alabama won in the last decade? Well, we got 2009, 2011, 2012, 2015, and 2017 for a total of 5. Did you get that? Moving on. Warm up. Picture here of the burning question, taking his ball and going home. Despite being just 45 years old and a reigning champion, Zidane, in the suit, quit Real Madrid. So we have the Real Madrid soccer players here in the picture. Burning question: should more coaches go out on top? In America, after people win championships, they go to Disney World. In Spain, they quit. At least that's what soccer manager Zinedine Zidane did when his Real Madrid team won its third straight Champions League title in May. 5 days after hoisting the trophy, Zidane called a press conference to announce his resignation, citing his belief that the players needed change in order for the team to stay successful. Let's assume Zidane was being forthright and is not just trying to preempt the potential transfer of Real star Cristiano Ronaldo or positioned himself to take over the French national team, two popular theories. Should more coaches follow Zidane's lead and quit while they are ahead? There's financial argument for this strategy. Many top players hit free agency when they're in their primes. That means teams will bid on them when they're at their most desirable. And that is where the giant free agent contracts come from. Coaches, however, generally don't start looking for new jobs until they're fired. Resigning after a winning championship worked out well for Barry Trotz, who this offseason got a reported $5 million per year to coach the NHL's Islanders, more than double what he was set to earn if he stayed with the reigning champion Capitals. But the Cats never seemed eager to re-sign Trotz. Without that kind of personality clash, why would anyone quit like Zidane did? Coaching jobs are so rare, and even rarer is a good coaching job with a proven roster and the adoring fans. Consider perhaps the closest American equivalent to the Real Madrid situation, the 1993 Redskins. Joe Gibbs won 3 Super Bowls in 12 seasons with Redskins and was recognized as the key to the team's success. Suddenly, however, Gibbs, one of the 3 highest-paid coaches in the NFL at the time, retired at age 53, walking away from a $1.6 million salary. Gibbs, known for his work ethic, has started to experience health problems related to his long hours. He also wanted to spend more time with his family. Zidane believed that his players need a different voice, another methodology. In each case, the coach had a sense of what it took to exact greatness from his team, and no matter how different their reasons, both Gibbs and Zidane knew that going forward they wouldn't be able to meet their own high standards. Ultimately, that hints at the real reason why more coaches don't go out on top. They can't see the cliff edge coming up. Call it ego or confidence, but most managers aren't self-critical enough to grasp the limits of their abilities. Leading a sports team is a complicated job that is part tactician, part psychologist. Few understand what makes a good coach, maybe including the coaches themselves. Even the most accomplished in the profession might be hard-pressed to explain their own leadership abilities. Only the best go out on top, because only they can see that it is the top. Unboxed, taking the lid off the coolest sports gear. We all know when Bruce Banner transformed into the Hulk, his shoes go flying. But what would it look like if his kick stayed on his feet and were stylish skateboard shoes? Well, now we know. Vans have launched the Marvel Avengers collection, featuring clothing in addition to footwear. The Hulk's feet show up on a pair of slip-ons, and his familiar green and purple color scheme appears on the soles of the superhero team-themed old schools. The toe and the heel are homages to Captain America. The tongue of the shoe is meant to evoke Iron Man's suit of armor, and the wings adorning the sides are a nod to Thor. All shoes come in pairs, at least until Thanos snaps his fingers and makes one foot disappear. Page 11. This month, the need for speed. In honor of National Roller Coaster Day, which is August 16th, read a little bit about this adrenaline-fueling amusement park favorite. Tallest, Kinduck Ka at Six Flags Great Adventure and Safari in New Jersey, became the world's highest coaster when it opened in 2005. The structure soared 45 stories or 456 feet into the sky. Fastest, Ferrari World Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates, is home to Formula Rosa, a coaster that goes from 0 to 149 miles per hour in 4.9 seconds. The trains look like Formula One race cars. Whoosh! Oldest, the Wild One. The oldest coaster currently operating celebrated its 100th birthday last year. The wooden structure was moved from Massachusetts to its current location at Six Flags America in Maryland in the 1980s. First, the Switchback Gravity Pleasure Railway, which opened in 1884 at Coney Island in Brooklyn, New York, was modeled after a Pennsylvania coal rail line. Coney Island's version, considered the first amusement park roller coaster, traveled at a speedy 6 miles per hour. August birthdays. San Francisco Giants pitcher Madison Bumgarner celebrates his 29th birthday. August 2nd, Dallas Wings guard Skylar Diggins-Smith is 28. August 3rd, running back Todd Gurley of the Los Angeles Rams turns 24. August 5th, PGA Tour golfer and 2018 Master Champion Patrick Reed turns 28. August 7th, Toronto Raptors shooting guard DeMar DeRozan celebrates his 29th birthday. August 22nd, Minnesota Vikings wide receiver Adam Thielen turns 28. August 23rd, Indiana Pacers point guard Darren Collison is 31. August 24th, wide receiver Allen Robinson of the Chicago Bears celebrates his 25th birthday. August 25th, Los Angeles Angels outfielder Justin Upton is 31. August 27th, Seattle Storm forward Breanna Stewart turns 24. August 29th, New York Knicks pitcher Noah Syndergaard is 26. And finally, August 31st, right wing Blake Wheeler of the Winnipeg Jets celebrates his 32nd birthday. Moving on to page 12, still in warm-up, on our radar, Julia Young. Her height is 5'3". Her birthplace in San Francisco, California. Her birthday is September 3rd, 2004. Her sport is weightlifting. Competing for Team Divergent at the 2018 USA Weightlifting Youth National Championships in June, Julia won the clean and jerk, 105 kg, and the snatch, 83 kg, in the 14- and 15-year-old division in her weight category, 69 plus kg. Her total of 188 set a new American record for her divisions. She tied the United States mark in the clean and jerk and is 1 kilogram away from the record in the snatch. She has now won her division in 3 straight years of competing at the event. Last December, as the youngest competitor in her division at the One Copa International in Peru, Julia earned bronze in the snatch and in the clean and jerk, as well as the overall bronze, coming in 3rd place, to competitors who were 15 and 17. Finally, she became the youngest American girl to clean and jerk 100 kgs when she did it last September. Sports Kids of the Month, still on page 12. Catherine Keating, 14, Dorchester, Maine. Distance running. Competing against high school runners at the Boston City League Championships this spring, Catherine, then an 8th grader, won the Division II 1-mile race by 45 seconds and the 2-mile event by 1 minute 39 seconds. By the way, Catherine is from Massachusetts. Preston Park, age 9, Melville, New York, Taekwondo. Preston, who in June ranked 2nd nationally in the Tiger Black Belt middleweight division, won gold in Pumsai at 2018 state championships in New York, New Jersey, and Maryland. He also won the event at last year's USA Taekwondo National Championships. And finally, we have Jenna Hutchins, age 14, Johnson City, Tennessee. Her sport is track and field. Jenna won the 800 meters, 2.25.34, the 1,600, 5.18.24, and anchored the winning 4x400 relay team at the Tennessee Middle School Athletic Association Championships in May. She helped Liberty Bell win the AA title. Are you a super sports kid? If you think you have what it takes to be a Sports Kids of the Month, submit your nomination at sikids.com/sportskid. Page 13. The Real Deal. Lights, camera, gear. A company in California creates and stores iconic gear from some of the best sports-related movies of all time. Mark Kosterer first got into sports when he was a kid growing up in New York. After the Jets won Super Bowl III in 1969, running back Emerson Boozer visited Kosterer to school and showed the class his Super Bowl ring. I became a Jets fan for life, Kosterer says. Now, Kosterer gets to interact with athletics from a different perspective. As CEO of a sports studio based in Torrance, California, he heads up a company that provides realistic materials for movies, television shows, and commercials. Watch any sports flick, and it's likely that the company had a hand in producing the uniforms and equipment. Sports Studio has a 20,000-square-foot facility featuring approximately 135,000 uniforms, 5,000 pairs of footwear, and 3,500 helmets, a mixture of vintage apparel and items that have been fashioned for specific projects. Kosterer calls it the world's largest locker room. For the 2013 film 42, which focused on the life of baseball legend Jackie Robinson, Sports Studio was hired to recreate his hats, uniforms, and gear from the 1940s. We had to come up with a fabric that represented the period correctly, but also showed well on camera, Kosterer says. It took 4 months. Getting the details right is a difficult process. In some cases, leads will have archival information containing design specifications for logos and uniforms. But more often than not, Kosterer's team has to rely on old photographs. A lot of our job is looking at pictures online and then recreating the correct look, says Kosterer. Eventually, Sports Studio delivered 750 replica uniforms from 1947 to the producers of 42. For the movie Miracle, which tells the story of the gold medal-winning 1980 United States Olympic hockey team, the studio had to find helmets that matched the time period. The problem? Those helmets are no longer in use. So Kosterer went in search of the original molds. We went to the manufacturer in Canada, he says, and had the helmets recreated. So next time you watch a sports movie, know that it takes more than Hollywood magic to make it look real. Continuing with warm-up, spare time. On the spot, Cauley Stein, sporting a shirt and King's hat he designed, painted this piece during a photo shoot. Artist at work. Sacramento Kings center Willie Cauley Stein reveals his unique personality through his love of painting. Willie Cauley Stein has a style all his own. The fourth-year NBA player wears double zeros on his jersey, likes his nickname Trill so much he made it his legal middle name, and has vibrant paintings scattered throughout his house. The featured artist? None other than Cauley Stein himself. When he's not in the gym or on the court, the 7-foot University of Kentucky product is likely found in front of a canvas. I just sit there and something will come up. Boom. I paint it really quick, he says. By the end of the painting, it's my original plan. Cauley Stein first embraced his love of painting in fourth grade when he took an art class with one of his grandmother's friends. He drew inspiration for his techniques from Bob Ross, the painter who gave art lessons at PBS during the late 1980s and early 90s, among many others. Cauley Stein's works include portraits of the Joker and the 1960s rock musician Jimi Hendrix, as well as landscapes. While in the studio with SI Kids, Cauley Stein painted Wizard Kelly from Disney's The Proud Family, casting spells with one hand and holding a basketball in the other. I can't really explain the style of it, Cauley Stein says of his work. It's my own. I kind of created it, so I don't really have a name for it yet. Just call it Trill Style. Baltimore Orioles shortstop Manny Machado's favorite things. Food, pizza, cartoon growing up, SpongeBob, and SquarePants. Animal, the lion. Ice cream flavor, vanilla. Sports other than baseball, basketball. Subject in middle school, P.E. Actor, Denzel Washington. Athlete growing up, Kobe Bryant. Musical artist, Lil Wayne. Emoji, the smile. Sound off, page 16. What's your favorite pet of all times? Jinx, a shepherd mix. I adopted him from a foster home before the 2014 season. He loves being out on the trails and sniffing everything and chasing squirrels. He also loves car rides and sticking his head out the window. He gets mad when I get in the car for a quick trip and I don't take him with me. That's Marshall Newhouse of the Buffalo Bills. He's a tackle. My current pup, Lady Katie, has a special place in my heart. We adopted her last year from a rescue in Delray Beach, Florida, where we live. My wife, Kelsey, saw her at a farmer's market, and when Kelsey introduced me, I knew we had to take her home. Lady Katie has a gentle personality and is tiny, so we knew she would be the perfect travel companion. We love to play and go for runs on the beach. We also hide treats and have her find them. She's pretty good at it. That's Kevin Anderson, ATP tennis player. And finally, we have, what's your favorite pet of all time? My girlfriend, Alexis, and I have a cat named Snuckles, who is cross-eyed and pulls a bow tie off better than most people. He's really friendly and wants to be where you are at all times. He's also really needy and is in a constant battle for attention. Snuckles has gone on several outdoor adventures to the ballpark, to the Grand Canyon, White Sands National Park, and Lake Tahoe. When I get a boat, he'll be the first mate. They make kitty life vests, so it'll be great. That's from Sam Dyson of the San Francisco Giants. He is a pitcher. Article, advertisement, Sports Illustrated, the best issue. Picture here of Julio Jones, the stories behind the sports. Well, be ready for next time, prime time. We will introduce Laurent Duvernay-Tardy. His team is the Kansas City Chiefs. His position in right guard. The spotlight, starring on the offensive line for the explosive Chiefs, this multi-talented Canadian has become the first athlete in NFL history to earn a medical degree during his playing career. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached at www.kiwanisfoundation.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comment or questions, please call 919-832-5138.